Small business owners reliant on an internet connection for their income say cyber threats are causing them nothing less than panic. A cyber attack on their computer systems can leave them out of action, so they stop making any money and their business costs skyrocket. Cyber attacks cost Australian small business $500 million a year, while bigger businesses sink roughly $2 billion a year into cleaning up after cyber attacks. Our business reporter David Taylor takes a look.
Chris Fitzgibbon owns Trendgetters, a small social media marketing company. He uses platforms like Facebook to promote products for clients.
An agency will have a client, they will be promoting something and will want traffic, and I use social media as a platform to deliver that for them.
Chris Fitzgibbon relies solely on the income the business generates, so when things go wrong, he stresses big time.
I have had many circumstances where I've really panicked about the consequences of something going wrong, right? Could even be something as simple as my internet being out.
Cyber attacks occur all too often for small businesses. Ian Rule runs Simpson & Winslow, a tax accounting business. He stores all sorts of valuable personal client information, so bulletproof cyber security is paramount.
So obviously it's important from a from the perspective that, you know, anybody who wishes to steal identity, we would probably be a very primary place to come and source that data, if they can.
He successfully shot down a number of recent attacks with the help of something akin to a personal cybersecurity guard.
We have had a few attacks, but as I said, to date we haven't lost any information, which is most important to me. The fortunate thing is I have an engineer or a computer specialist who monitors my activity, and he can basically see if the system has been attacked.
One third of all small to medium-sized businesses say they continuously back up their system's data. But IT security is so important to small business owner Chris Fitzgibbon, he relies on the heavy-duty firepower of big third-party websites.
So, for example, I use G Suite, so it's Google's email and cloud service. So to some degree, I'm relying on the fact that they've got that stuff under control so that it's in a safe environment rather than, say, storing it on hard drives or things that might be more easily breached.
Small businesses often become the target of computer hackers because they're usually more vulnerable than larger businesses. While these individual businesses only usually offer up slim pickings, computer giant Cisco says the hundreds of thousands of exposed businesses means collectively there's a lot of vulnerable information. University of New South Wales cybersecurity researcher Nigel Fair says attacks can come from anywhere, even rogue states.
It's the old story with a scam. If it seems too good to be true, you can guarantee it is. That's not a bad warning sign. Anything out of the ordinary really needs to be looked at.
Where should we be looking to overseas for threats to come from?
Depending on the motivation and the type of cyber attack, whether it's, say, a state-sponsored attack trying to get government or trade secrets, whether it's serious and organised criminals trying to do significant harm, or just someone out there just trying to have a go. That really is the length and breadth of attacks, and it really is the length and breadth of jurisdictions where it comes from.
And Nigel Fair has this advice for business owners who worry about cyber threats.
How tech heavy are they? Where is their data kept? Who has access to it and why they have access to it?
Of course, it's not just cyber threats keeping small business bosses up at night. Chris Fitzgibbon says the downside of relying on large traffic websites like Facebook is if something goes wrong, there's little, if anything, businesses can do about it.
And so I'd say that in my business to date, I've probably lost far more money through things like that than any cyber attack, and in many online communities, and people talk about it all the time.
Facebook didn't respond to PM's request for a comment before deadline. Businesses are also encouraged to read through the Australian Small Business Ombudsman's Cyber Security Guide.
Business reporter David Taylor.